Let me ask you something, and don't answer too quickly, because the first answer is usually wrong. What if one small thing about your world changed tomorrow? What if nobody needed sleep? What if money disappeared? What if you could read minds? What if Earth suddenly had two moons? Sounds ridiculous, right? That's what I thought too, until I started thinking about it. And that's the problem. Once you start asking what if, it's really hard to stop, because every impossible question hides something interesting. Sometimes it's science, sometimes it's history, sometimes it's psychology, and sometimes it tells us something unexpected about ourselves. I'm Koishan Blake, and this is If Question, the podcast where every episode begins with one simple question and follows it wherever it leads. Okay, I need you to imagine something. And trust me, this gets uncomfortable very quickly. Imagine you wake up tomorrow morning, and every human being on Earth suddenly gains the ability to read minds. Not sometimes, not accidentally, all the time. Every thought, every opinion, every secret, immediately visible. Now, before you answer, I want you to be honest. What's the first thought that popped into your head? Because mine wasn't noble, not even close. My first thought was, oh no. Because if people can read minds, that means they can read my mind. And honestly, I spend way too much time thinking weird things. You do too. Don't pretend you don't. Every human being has those random thoughts. You're sitting in a meeting, someone says something important, and suddenly your brain is wondering if penguins have knees. Nobody knows. The thought appears, then disappears. But now, everybody heard it. Imagine that. Your boss is explaining quarterly profits and suddenly hears, "I wonder if sharks get bored." Not ideal. Not ideal at all. But here's where things become interesting. The first day wouldn't be peaceful. The first day would be chaos. Absolute chaos. Because human society is built on a very important feature. Privacy. We don't think about it much, but privacy is everywhere. You choose what to say. You choose what not to say. You choose what to share. And most importantly, you choose which thoughts stay inside your head. Now imagine that filter disappearing. Every awkward thought, every hidden opinion, every secret crush, every private fear, broadcasted to everyone. Suddenly, family dinners become extremely dangerous. Very dangerous. Imagine sitting at the table. Grandma brings out dinner, everybody smiles. Then somebody accidentally thinks, "This chicken is dry." And grandma hears it. The room immediately explodes. Humanity would not survive Thanksgiving. Not a chance. Actually, wait. Social media would become hilarious. Think about it. Nobody could pretend anymore. Influencers posting, "Hey guys, I absolutely love this product." Meanwhile, their actual thoughts are, "They paid me to say this." And everybody knows. Advertising might die in a single afternoon, which honestly would be impressive. But then I started wondering about something deeper. What happens to lying? Because technically, lying becomes impossible. At least the traditional kind. No fake compliments, no hidden agendas, no pretending. Everybody knows exactly what everybody thinks. Sounds good, right? A perfectly honest world. Except, I'm not sure humans actually want perfect honesty. Think about it. Your friend asks, "Do I look good in this outfit?" Normally, you have options. You can be polite, you can be diplomatic, you can be careful. Now, your thoughts answer before you do, and suddenly friendships become much harder. Way harder. Because honesty sounds wonderful until it arrives without mercy. And that's when I realized something. Human relationships aren't built entirely on truth. They're built on kindness, too. Sometimes people don't need your most honest thought. They need your most helpful thought. And those aren't always the same thing. Wow, I wasn't expecting this episode to become philosophical, but here we are. Now, let's jump forward a few weeks, because humanity eventually adapts. We always do. And something fascinating starts happening. People become better thinkers, because now every thought has consequences. You can't just think carelessly anymore. Everybody hears it. Imagine that level of accountability. The world might actually become more thoughtful, more self-aware, more emotionally intelligent, because for the first time in history, people would truly understand each other. Not just words, intentions, fears, dreams, anxieties, everything. And honestly, that's kind of beautiful. For the first time, nobody feels completely alone. Because everybody can see everybody else's struggles. The confident person? Scared. The successful person? Insecure. The strong person? Sometimes overwhelmed. And suddenly, humanity becomes more relatable, not less. Which is strange. Because I started this episode thinking mind reading would destroy society. Now, I'm not so sure. Maybe it would destroy some things. Fake personas, manipulation, certain kinds of lies. But maybe it would also create something new. A level of understanding we've never experienced before. Still, I'd personally miss privacy. A lot. Because some thoughts are not meant for public release. Ever. Imagine walking into a room and accidentally broadcasting, "I forgot why I came in here." Actually, that's probably half my day already. Never mind. But maybe that's the final lesson. The goal isn't knowing every thought. The goal is understanding each other better. And maybe, just maybe, we don't need mind reading for that. We just need to listen more, ask better questions, and remember that everybody is carrying thoughts we can't see. Some funny, some strange. Some painful, just like us. I'm Quaishawn Blake, and this was If Question. Next time, we ask another impossible question. What if Earth suddenly had two moons?